Shabbat Shalom. Bear with me this morning. This parsha has a lot of do's and don'ts, and as I read through it, it was kind of daunting as to what kind of a message can we get out of this? Well, it's interesting to note that 74 of the Torah's 613 commandments are in this parsha. They include the laws of the beautiful captive, burial and dignity of the dead, the rights of the firstborn, the wayward and rebellious son. There's a lot to it. So Deuteronomy 21:10 reads, "When you go to war against your enemies and the Lord your God delivers them into your hands and takes and you take captives, if you notice among the captives a beautiful woman and are attracted to her, you may take her as your wife." This whole portion is Moses continuing his last speech to the people. He delivers specific rules on family relationships. And as we just read, if a beautiful woman is taken captive in war, you may take her as your wife. However, you must wait a month before you take her so that she may weep for her mother and her father. If you do not take pleasure in her, you must let her go as she wishes, and neither sell her for money nor take advantage of her. Some of these other ones in this parsha are, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and they give each him a son, the man is not at liberty to give the rights of the firstborn to the beloved's wife, son over the hated wife's son. Rather, he must recognize the firstborn, even if he is the son of the hated one, by giving him a double portion of all the man's possessions, because it's his birthright. Now remember, the word hated here in the English is not, it doesn't translate the same. In the English, we know what hate is. Hate here means a preference of one over the other. Remember Rachel and Leah, Jacob and Esau? One was preferred over the other, but the word hated is used here in other cases as well. If a man has a son who is disobedient and will not listen to his father and mother, then the parents shall take him to the elders of the city for judgment. Call upon the elders. This is echoed in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, which reads, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may have long life on this earth." Rebellious sons taken to the elders at the city gate were sometimes stoned. So this verse explains, behave and you will live long life. True? They were stoned with large stones. They were killed with stones. So, anyway, Moses continues with laws involving many aspects of daily living, justice, family responsibility, work. It goes on and on. As you read through some of these, you know, some of them are just common sense, you know. Others really don't apply to us today, but back then they were very important in the culture and the time of the setting. For instance, one applicable today. When you build a new house, you shall make a guardrail for your roof so that no one will fall off of it. Well, who today makes a deck without a railing? You know, that's just common sense. You know, my grandkids call me Mr. Safety. I'm careful. I try to think ahead in situations of what could happen. Sometimes it drives everybody crazy. I drive the speed limit or a little bit below the speed limit. I know that drives Pastor Sam crazy, especially if he's following me. Keep away from every evil thing. Keep close guard to what is clean and what is unclean. You must not return a slave who has taken refuge with you from his master. You shall not pay your brother any interest, be it interest in money or food or anything that could be considered interest. You may pay interest to a stranger, however. Here's the one that really got me. Keep your promises. Sometimes that's very difficult to do. When my wife and my kids asked me if we could go do something, I sometimes answered, we'll see, or maybe. You know, in my wife's mind, she thought it meant that if she got all the chores done and the kids in the house taken care of, then we would go do whatever they wanted to do. They learned that this phrase really meant no. I didn't want to say no. I didn't want to promise them something and not keep my promise. I know that was kind of a cop-out on my part, but they learned very quickly after a few times that maybe and we'll see means no. The list of do's and don'ts go on and on. These are not all of them. I'll let you read through and explore the rest of them. The basic premise I get out of this parsha is do what is right. Don't look away. James 4:17 tells us, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, that is sin for them. It could be as simple as seeing a piece of trash in the parking lot and choosing to pick it up rather than just walk by it. We know trash doesn't belong in the parking lot, right? Therefore, we should move it to where it does belong. We know what is right to do. I find it very entertaining that the non-believers know how us Christians are supposed to act. We are held to a higher standard. We are a representative of God. We represent God to these people. And we are held to a higher standard. But we benefit in ways that the world does not because of this standard. I look around sometimes and I see so many people who are lost and I wonder why. Most have heard the gospel and still choose not to accept it. For us, let us continuously continue to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Shabbat Shalom.